A grimly familiar sight to Nome dog owners, a fatal goring of a local musher's dog by a bull muskox. Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Bill Dunker says Nome police called his office yesterday afternoon to report two dogs were injured in the attack, one fatally, before the bull muskox was killed in what Dunker calls a clear case of DLP, that's defense of life or property.
We went up and checked things out at the dog lot. Everything appeared to be a justifiable DLP.
The dogs belonged to musher Roland Trowbridge, who ran the Kuskokwim 300 earlier this year. He also ran the Yukon Quest in February, withdrawing near the race's midpoint. His daughter Janelle Trowbridge also ran dogs from the family lot in her 2014 Junior Iditarod run. Trowbridge declined to comment on the incident. Dunker says it's the first fatal clash between muskox and Nome residents and their animals so far this summer. That's a far cry from the multiple gorings and dog fatalities that were seen last year.
This summer has been much better with regards to conflicts with muskox. You know, we still are having them on occasion, but certainly last year was kind of the perfect storm of muskox conflicts in the Nome area, but it's certainly been the case that this year has been much less active with regards to muskox conflicts around the Nome area.
But just what makes up that perfect storm still isn't fully understood. Dunker says, quote, anecdotal observations on brown bear predation may have pushed muskox into the Nome area last year, but so far this summer, that's not the case.
We haven't made those same observations this year, so we can't say one way or the other that it was, you know, that brown bear predation is the smoking gun that ultimately drives them into the Nome area.
Dunker says Fish and Game's muskox mitigation is ongoing. Failed attempts last year included everything from rubber bullets to bear decoys to the spraying of bear urine. This year, he says they're trying an experimental electric fence installed at the Nome airport. But biologists are still waiting to see if the fence is effective.
To be honest, we haven't had a muskox bump into the fence yet, so we're still kind of in the investigating its effectiveness.
As for the DLP kill, Dunker says salvage requirements include surrendering the meat from the animal, but he says in this case, that meat will stay local.
For muskox specifically, the hide and the skull are required to be salvaged and turned over to the department, as well as any and all edible portions. So all of the meat is salvaged and turned over to the department. At this point, it's been donated to the Covenant Church on Front Street.
Pastor Harvey Fisco with the Nome Covenant Church says the muskox is currently hanging in a church member's shed, and a group from the church will be processing the meat tomorrow and putting it into the church's freezer. Fisco says they'll then be serving the muskox, roasts and stews, at their Friday soup kitchens beginning in September. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.